Blog Talk Radio. God is on your side. God is on your side this morning. God bless you this morning.
Some nights are lonely. Don't want to say. Make it. Lonely attack. Don't you think? So wipe the tears from your eyes.
God is on your side this morning. We come to you live right here for the holiday to say God is on your side. Whatever you're going through this morning, I want you to know God is on your side. I'm praying for you, you, and you. This is very special with, for all our ancestors, I share, I want to thank you, Mother Pearl Johnson. I talked to you last night and we discussed some scriptures. And there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And then when you got loved ones that gone on, you have to know God is on your side. In spite of how it looks, God is on your side this morning. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to know whatever you're going through, God is still on your side. It might seem like that God's not there, but oh yes, he's there. And it seems like that ain't nobody on your side. Oh, he's on your side. But you got to hold on, as the choir said, and let God see you through the storm. Some of you want to miss suicide. Some of you think don't nobody love you. And you look like your life is wretched, but hold on. Hold on this morning. God is on your side. He's there looking at you, man. Woman, he's looking at you. And I want to say to you, all is well. Yeah, you've been set back for a comeback. Yeah, you were set back when they lied on you, talked about you. And but did nobody let you know, but I want to let you know this morning, God is on your side. And look at somebody. I'm set back for a comeback, and I'm back, and I'm bad. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that. Somebody needs to know they've been all the way down to the ground, homeless, sleeping in the car, no money, no food. But God is still on your side. You want to miss suicide. Baby out of wedlock. Man gone. You ain't got nobody. But I want to tell you this morning, God is still on your side. And I want to share that with you this morning. God is on your side. Job had to know that God was on his side. And I want you to know this morning, whatever you're going through, 2023, God is on your side. I'm praying for you, you and you, wherever you might be. I'm praying that God will take you to the next level. I was reading in the Bible, naming one number of Psalms. Then I turned, the Bible turned to 37. Fret not thyself, the evildoers, they'll soon be cut down. But I want to leave this with you this morning. God is on your side. And I want you to know, John, God is on your side. I want you to know, Rose, God is on your side. It seemed like that everybody left you, your family left you. You was low to the ground, but I want you to know, man, woman, this morning, God is on your side. God's going to send you a breakthrough blessing. All the way from our ancestors, I say. And I want to say our ancestors, for all them right now that died in Vietnam, because all the veterans, they fought for freedom. They fought because they believed God was on their side. And I want to tell you this morning, young lady, God is on your side. You don't know what, no way out, but God is still on your side. The wages of sin is death, but give God eternal life. And I just want you to know, God got a blessing in your house. God got something for you. Can't nobody get but you. But I want to establish with you this morning, God is on your side. In Mississippi, Arkansas, where you might be in the world, over in Germany, over in Africa, right there in Mississippi, Jackson, Michigan, Detroit, Ohio, Cleveland, St. Paul, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Indiana, Gary, right here in Chicago, right there in Lexington, Mississippi, Durant, right there in Georgia, God is on your side. In Dallas, Texas, God is on your side. In Las Vegas, God is on your side. I want to say that this morning. Sometimes you done went through some things you can't tell nobody because they don't understand. In St. Paul, Minnesota, God is on your side. Miracles going to break through in your house. Miracles going to break through on your job. You say, well, Bishop, I ain't got no job. I just told you on your job, God is on your side this morning. I want to get that to you. If I get it to you, God will get it to you. I want to get it to you. God will get it to you. God is on your side. And I want to let you know, tired yet. Some of you say, I'm tired. Everybody gone. Ain't nobody, I'm tired. But I want to say to you this morning, I'm not tired yet. Because God is not through with you this morning. Carrie, God is not through with you. I want to tell you, Lord, God ain't through with you. Mary, God ain't through with you. I want to let you know God ain't through with you yet. So I want you to know, if God ain't through with you yet, you got to say, I want to say, God ain't through with me yet. I was telling Mama Joe, God ain't through with you yet. And I want to tell you, I'm not tired yet. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about. Grandma said, I ain't tired yet. Because God is on your side, and God ain't through with you, man. I wish I had somebody know what I was talking about. God is not through with you. Get ready. God ain't through with you yet. You done been up, down, but God ain't through with you yet. And I want you to put that in your spirit as this choir saying, God ain't through with you. I know you've been up, you've been down, nowhere to go, no job, brought here, but God ain't through with you, man. And I ain't tired. Come on now. Glory. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, Pearl, you ain't tired. John, you ain't tired. James, you ain't tired. Minnie, you ain't tired. I need somebody this morning. I'm feeling the Holy Spirit. I'm feeling God sending the word to you. You've been working with him a long time. Grandma says you've been working with him a long time. And I ain't tired yet.
Balance your blood sugar tonight with this break.
See, and then when you've been working for him for a long time, you ain't got to worry if things don't work. You on your way up? Mary, you on your way up? Bob, you on your way up? I want to let you know, Clance, you on your way up? Bob, you on your way up? Luther, you on your way up? Tim, you on your way up? I ain't tired yet. Don't forget. I'm going to put mercy in you this morning. God is working in you this morning. And Lord, I'm going to pray that we will be coming.
Thank you. I'm praying for you and you, my God. God is on your side. Praise on this morning. I got my coffee. So you can pray for. Anytime you run with Jesus, you will always know something special happening. black rose. What is the routine? The man in front of you said it would be the short in front of you. The man in front of you. The man in front of you. All you got to do is look up. You can step. 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 You the testimony is that God is in your son. The testimony is that I am tired because God is tired of you. Okay? So get ready at 11 o'clock hour for a blessing to flow your way. We're on 5 days a week. We're on every evening from 9 to 10, Dr. King's evening. On Tuesday, we are on Cardinal's Ancestors, Divine Word, Friday, we're talking about Freedom Flow. So we're on 7 days a week. On Sunday, Divine Healing Word. If you got a need, let me see. And I ain't tired because God's going to heal that cancer, that cataract, that tumor, that high blood. God will give you a new blood transfusion, so I ain't tired, so God is coming my way. Somebody put their hands together. I don't know where you're at, but God is going to do something special for me. Get your shot on. Glory, hallelujah. I ain't tired yet. Get ready, get ready. I don't know what he's going to do for you, but God said he got a ram in the bush for you. If you just say, I ain't tired. Whatever you're going through, wherever you might be, Hollywood, California, Detroit, all over the world, God is right there praying for those people that's in war. All into being killed, you're praying. There's no soundness for everything out here. I ain't tired. Because God's going to be ready to bless you quick, fast, bam, in a hurry. And all that way, is not a problem, right? And he's going to bless you quick, fast, and whatever you need, brother, he's going to get to you. DB, God's going to bless you. Gene, God's going to bless you. I want to tell you that God got a blessing for you, Carolyn. And I want to tell you, I ain't tired what God's going to do. God's going to keep doing it quick, fast, and in the earth. So God's going to do it, so you ain't got to worry about that. He's going to break the yoke, and he's going to open the door for you. And right now, this is your time to tell him thank you. This is your time to get the breakthrough what God got for you. Just go out. For those that are sick, crossed up, Father God will come, move breast cancer, high blood sugar. Father God, the way that man, the way that you are, bring your family back together. On this day, I say, God will ask me right now to bless those that lost their father, their husband, their wife, their son, their daughter in war. A war unthinkable. God be calling God of the universe. He's calling you this morning to touch that young man. The young man is called to the mystery. When they let you then go, want to make sure of him. But God made you believe it. I'm asking for healing right now. In the name of Almighty God, breakthrough right now. The wayward boy, the wayward man, the one with the cataract, those that got breast cancer, those that tumors in their body. Wash them clean. God of the world, God of the universe. God, right now, we ask for the Holy Spirit to come in their home and bring peace, bring joy in the mighty name of the Almighty God. Right now, I'm praying for you, David. I'm praying for you, Sister Marilyn. Every level, every church on God. I'm praying for you, Amelia. I'm praying for you, Nikki. God is able. Joanne, I'm praying for you, Gail. I'm praying for you, Gail, in Chicago. Gail, Sammy. Gail, in Detroit. I'm praying for you. Those that got loved ones, lost loved ones. Mary Hawkins, there's no sorrow on earth for heaven to keep my ears. Look up and let God carry you to the next level. We got to let God carry us to the next level. I'm praying for the young man and his family. Let it call me. This one way he is. But God will bring it forward. It's a good way for God to do something special. And when God do, he's going to give quick, fast, and hairy. And when God do, he's going to up the dose. And God going to do it quick. I need you to get ready. You know, for God to. I'm praying for you. That's a Christian story. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe. And you, I'm praying for you and your family. All of you know this morning, God will bless you with your name on. But you can work fine if you claim the crown of the Holy Ghost. Right now, somebody's here. Somebody's ready to make a mark. Somebody's got interest in being here. And the left arm, raise that arm up and look on you. And the lady, in the name of Jesus. I move that covenant that feeling. I'm praying for you. The God is going to pray for you. And God's Savior is praying for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Joanne, Sister Liza. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Jesus. I want to tell you that God has blessed to you. Sam, there's no sorrow on earth for him to come out here. Get ready for God to take you to that next level. And the crown is the Holy Ghost. So about how you get to get ready. Come on now, come on. And be sad. I'm praying Mary Scott, I'm praying for you this morning. Mary Scott, doors can be open to you. And I tell you, Mary Hawkins, that no sorrow on earth, that heaven can let you hold your head up. Pearl, hold your head up. This morning, God got a blessing to everybody listening tonight. Them that listen this morning is a breakthrough. Those that listen, God seems to be full. Sit back or come back. So God's going to be ready to do something for you and your family. Louise, I'm praying for you. Elizabeth, I'm praying for you this morning. I want to tell you, Christ God, I'm praying for you that you're going to be much loved. Somebody ever say, thank you. You've been going through a lot. But God is going to hit the world of crown and blood of joy. If you got a need to plant that seed this morning, well, you can wear the crown of happiness, the crown of love. I'm trying to hear somebody know what I was talking about. That you want to wear the crown of love and happiness. I want you to praise God. When you praise God this morning, God has did something for you all
the time. I think about the God that was there for me on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday. The God that was with me on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. That when I get up on Sunday morning and put my clothes on, I come with the intention to give the Lord the greatest praise that I have. It's nice to see you. I'm glad that you're here too. But when I walk in the door, I come to give God praise on Sunday morning. Anybody feel like me? Come on, let's go listen to praise.
Praise him. Praise him. Say it to the house. Just praise him. Just come hold the hands up. Praise him. Praise him.
Somebody call his name.
Jesus.
Bless his name.
Lord. 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 Coming out.
Mm-hmm. I got it on my mind still. All of the good things he does. Somebody call his name. Bless his Savior.
Thank you.
Jesus is able to do anything but fail. There's no failure in him. So you get ready for him to do something special for you. Bless the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing.
I'm excited already. I'm sorry.
Something got a hold on me. I don't know about you. Yeah, Pearl, something got a hold on me. This morning, I can feel it all through my bones. I got something got a hold, and it won't let me go. The ways of the field is dealt, but like I tell you, the gift is in life. I can't let it go. I walk with it, I talk with it, I sleep with it, I get up with it. Thank you.
U.S.
The Holy Ghost get on you. When the Holy Ghost get on you, something happens for you. When the Holy Ghost get on you, you want to shout and talk. One look. Lord, help me.
Remember that.
Mary, sisters, in the spirit world. She's our ancestor now. God bless you. As we get ready this morning to talk a little bit, about 5 minutes, I want to share with you the story about Job. Job was a rich man over in the East. Job had everything. So God called his saints together, and when they called him, the devil came. And God said, "Devil, where are you going, Satan?" He said, "I'm going through and fro to see who I can avow." So the devil came, and the devil talked to God, and God talked to the devil. And the devil said, he's trying to see the people that he can join his gang, join him. You know, good things happen. You know, sometimes bad things happen to good people. And sometimes this morning we don't know why we're going through. It's only a test. And God said, "Satan, have you considered my servant Job to be a righteous, upright man, shun evil, and do good?" Satan looked at Jesus and said, "Wait a minute. I know Job. You give him everything. You got a hedge around him. And that's why he said you." And Jesus said, "Try my servant Job." Satan said, "Take the hedges off around, I'll make him cut you for your face." That's what Satan told God. "So I'll make him cut you for your face." And God looked at him and said, "Don't cut your soul." Now that story goes on, that as Job there was a test going on between God and said, I'm going to make Job curse you before your face if you take the hedges out around. And God said, do whatever you want to with him, but don't mess with the soul. Can't have a soul. Sometimes the devil follows us. Satan follows us to church. Satan follows us on our job. Satan follows us everywhere we go. And sometimes we give over to Satan because we ain't got strong enough in the faith of God. Job was there at home. Job prayed 3 times a day. He prayed for his children. Job was the richest man in the East. Y'all better hear what I'm saying this morning. Job loved God. And Job worked with God. So somebody knocked on the door and said, Job, all your cattle gone. A storm came, a whirlwind. Another person comes and says, Job, all your goats gone, crop gone. They was coming one by one to tell Job. So Job's children was meeting. So what happened, they come to Job, your whole family is dead. They were at a party, and the devil, like a whirlwind, went and killed all of them. Job still trusted God. Because when you know you ain't did nothing, you got to stand in the power to know ain't nothing you did. About that time, soul broke out on Job, all over his body. They put ash on him. Job's wife said, Job, your God ain't treating you right. You need to curse God and die. Job said, you talk as one of them foolish women. Though he's threatening, I'm going to trust him. Then all Job's friends, you know, you got friends that come and sit for 7 days and say, well, then they said, Job, you must have did something. Job, I ain't did nothing. I'm waiting on the Lord. God, if you hold on to God this morning, he will bring you up and out. That was only a test. So this morning, what you're going through on the job at work is only a test. Your sickness is only a test. God will bring you out. The devil don't want you to come up to God for him to do something special for you. You get ready for God to open the door for you. It's only a test. I just want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand this morning. Job rose up as a powerful man, and Job went to everybody. Everybody turned the back. But Job says, I'm going to God, the maker. I'm going to go to a just God that know all about me. Sometimes your friends, your husband, your wife, your children don't know. But when you take it to the altar to God, God will heal. He will deliver you. He'll open a door for you. He'll do what he needs to do. Somebody needs to call on God for your healing. Somebody this morning needs to cry out the blood of Jesus. Somebody needs to cry out, I'm healed and delivered. When Job went to God, God looked at Job and said, all is well. God is the just judge, and God going to give you just what you want this morning, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to reach out for God for 2023. I want God to heal that cataract, that tumor, that high blood, whatever you got. God going to heal you. Father God, we thank you this morning for touching every soul. We thank you this morning, God, for what you're going to do and what you already done. Bless right now every man, every woman. God, we thank you, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, Ashay, the God that's standing with us right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God is a God of the universe, and God makes things work. So I want you to let go this morning, let God. I can see the breakthrough. I can see that if you just hold on this morning, whatever you're going through, you got to need to plant the seed. I'm seeding for my miracle. I'm seeding for my breakthrough. God going to send his angel, Michael, Raphael, and you. God going to send power to you, man. Woman, God can turn some things around. You're going to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the direction of God. God got something good for you. East, west, north, as I stand here outside, all is well. As I look to the elements, I call on the Almighty God, God of the wind, the God of the universe, God that keeps all things going. And right now, glory, hallelujah, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I decree your miracle breakthrough. I decree your healing. Wherever you might be, God's going to touch your body, mind, soul, and spirit. It is so. It is so. And I won't take it back. It's already going to touch you in a mighty way.